This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 5/27/2022. Patient's last name is Baldwin. First name is Connie, Connie. Date of birth is 12/11/1959. Patient is a 62-year-old female who presents for follow-up and prescription refill regarding opioid dependence. She's currently on Suboxone. She denies any acute distress. Review of systems. HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal drainage, denies any ear pain, no loss of hearing, denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, denies any eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain, no palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented, with no acute distress, vital signs. Allergies, patient has is allergic to sulfur and Demerol. Vital signs, weight is 166.4 pounds, O2 saturation 96%, blood pressure 140/78, pulse is 106, respiration 18, temperature 98.3. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygranular erythema, oral mucosa pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs times 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses, extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness, neuro patient is alert oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, opioid use disorder, patient was given prescription for Suboxone, 8/2, sublingual film, 1 sublingual film, daily quantity of 30 given. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 month or as needed. Next patient, last name is Hilton, first name is Mark. Date of birth is 8/30/1967. Date of service is 5/27/2022. Patient is a 54-year-old male who presents with for follow-up regarding his medication. He stated that he has history of diabetes and is having also neuropathy. He's been on gabapentin for some time, but he said that he started having blurred vision and he wanted to know if the medication can be changed or adjusted. He denies any other symptoms. He also complained of dribbling of urine, especially after urination, that he has prolonged dribbling and spasms of his bladder. He also wants that to be addressed. He denies any other acute distress. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blurred vision, complaint of blurred vision that's been intermittent but denies any eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed. He is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 193 pounds, O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 141/87, pulse is 92, respiration 18, temperature 97.8. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane polygranular erythema, oral mucosa pink and moist, neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen abdomen is soft, bowel signs stands 4, active, no tenderness, no papillomavirus. GU patient has some dribbling of his urine, which is not currently evident. No papillomavirus over the suprapubic area, no bladder distension or tenderness noted. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient advised to cut down his gabapentin to a bare minimum of 100 milligrams at night and see if his symptoms of blurred vision is gone or reduced. If persistent, patient to completely stop his gabapentin. Patient was given oxybutynin, 5 milligrams, 1 pill QD for his bladder, overactive bladder. Diagnosis for this visit, patients also had a urine dipstick, which was negative, except for a small amount of glucose noted in the urine. Diagnosis, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, overactive bladder, and neuropathy. Patient to return to clinic in a month to reevaluate his symptoms. Thank you.